suppose we were talking about you weren't feeling too good, but you weren't feeling too bad. And I said, well, how are you feeling today? You said, well, what'd you say?
I said, well, I don't feel too good today.
But I will make it, baby.
I will make it.
Then I suppose I said, and you look like you were sitting over like this, and I said, oh, don't.
Don't sit with your head down.
Yeah, don't look so worried.
Don't be worried.
Yeah. Okay, and I suppose I said, ooh, I got a pain in my joint. Ooh, I just can't. And something is really mad at me. Every time I get up, I got, what would you call that?
I'd say arthritis.
Yeah. And everybody, that's one thing. Francis has a misery in her, sort of like on her shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
She has suffered with that. She's had all kind of things the matter with her, but one thing she had that was so bad. Can I get in? Wait a minute. She had this operation, and her doctor, she had supposedly a very fine black doctor, but he didn't find what was the matter with her, and she was getting worse and not better. And so we took her out, doctor, and you know she had a cancer. And he operated on her, and he got it. And she's... That's been 8 years.
Thank you.
8 years of the car. Okay. Honey, shut the front door, him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now you remember when children a long time ago used to have that terrible kind of thing in the, with them out of their throat. Now they give them shots for it where they don't get it. But you know where they choke to death?
Yeah, call it diphtheria.
Yeah, and a lot of children died with that.
Yeah.
And you know, what about when somebody gets that disease, you know, it causes sometimes from drinking or whatever it is, different things, maybe blood or something. But they get turning yellow, what you call that?
Yellow down.
Yeah. And then you remember a long time ago when nowadays people have this, when you have a terrible pain in your right side and you have to run to the hospital to get operated on, what you call that?
Female trouble.
Well, now that too, but now this other is like somebody got, they call it cramp colic or something else.
A penicillin.
Yeah, that's it. Now suppose somebody, this part is terrible, so you'll just have to excuse me for asking these kind of horrible questions, but said, when somebody's, you know, sick at the stomach and everything, what would you say they were doing? They started, what?
Well, started a family.
Yeah, well, now suppose, suppose we'd eaten some food that didn't agree with us, and I got real nauseated, and I said, ooh, I had to run to the bathroom and throw up. What would you say, throw up or vomit or what?
I said she had to throw it up. That food made her sick.
Yeah, that said somebody say up, swallow.
Yeah.
Okay, then it said, suppose somebody is, they do feel nauseated and bad and everything. I say, oh, well, he just ate something, didn't agree with him. He's just sick, what? Sick of the stomach?
Sick of the stomach. Or have your upset stomach?
Yeah. Now suppose I said, in the hospital, who works in the hospital besides doctors? Who else works in the hospital?
Nurses.
That's right. Okay, and suppose I said, my children act so bad yesterday, I didn't know what to do with them. And all they did all day long was fuss and go on. I said, they just, what, all day long, they just, didn't actually hit each other, but they just about did. They were just...
This got on my nerves so bad.
Yeah, they were just going at each other. Said they were, would you say, fighting, or they fought all day?
Fussed all day.
Fussed all day long. Okay, now suppose I said somebody went hunting and they, you know, they had got a deer or something and they had to dress him out and everything. So he stuck a knife in to cut off whatever he was doing, you know, to dress him. And when he took the knife out, what would you call that? He pulled it out or he drawed it out?
Well, I say he pulled it out.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why they think anybody's going to say drawed it out. Suppose I said, you said, don't you smell that? I said, no, I can't smell a thing. Mm-hmm. And you said,